USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden is in NorCal this week. A White House official says Biden will highlight climate commitments made by his administration as part of a three-day trip to Northern California. The president is set to visit Palo Alto today, where he's likely to announce new federal funding for climate-resilient projects. Biden is expected to remain in the Bay Area until Wednesday. More severe weather is hitting parts of the USA to begin the week. Storms that devastated areas in Texas and Oklahoma late last week moved into the lower Mississippi Valley and central Gulf Coast states last night. Isolated tornadoes, large hail, and damaging winds are possible in states like Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. Meantime, excessive heat warnings are in place for Louisiana and Texas, where it could feel as hot as 120 degrees in some areas. Former Democrat President Barack Obama on a podcast last week called out Republican presidential candidates for not agreeing America is a racist country.
I think there is a long history of African American or other minority candidates within the Republican Party who will validate America and say everything's great and we can all make it.
2024 presidential candidate Tim Scott on Fox News last night responds.
Whenever the Democrats feel threatened, they pull out, drag out the former president and have him make some negative comments about someone running, hoping that their numbers go down. The radical left and President Obama, they have failed.
The sentencing phase in the Tree of Life synagogue shooting trial in Pittsburgh begins 1 week from today. The jury handed down guilty verdicts on all 63 charges Friday in a Pittsburgh courtroom. In the first part of the sentencing phase, the jury will consider aggravating circumstances to determine if the defendant is eligible for the death penalty. USA News.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
those stomach issues ruined your birthday?
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa.
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist and ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley's husband is deploying to Eastern Africa with the South Carolina Army National Guard. Haley, the former South Carolina governor and ambassador to the United Nations on Saturday, called it a difficult moment, but yet a moment of pride. Michael Haley will likely remain deployed through the spring of 2024, which will coincide with the GOP primary calendar for the next election. The region, including Somalia and Ethiopia, is facing its worst drought since the 1980s, leaving millions facing food insecurity. A 29-year-old Pennsylvania state trooper is dead, and another trooper is fighting for his life in a separate shooting involving the same gunman over the weekend.
Police say the officers came in contact with 38-year-old Brandon Stein, who was killed by troopers Saturday.
What I witnessed, and I will tell you in my many years with the Pennsylvania State Police and many serious situations, was one of the most intense, unbelievable gunfights I have ever witnessed.
Lieutenant Colonel George Bevins said Stein opened fire at a trooper barracks. During the manhunt, Stein also drove into a field with a store and a restaurant.
Our troopers put themselves between those people and by force with their vehicles and by engaging him, forced him away from the business.
I'm Jerry Barmash.
There are no reports of injuries or damage after a 4.4 magnitude earthquake struck California's North Bay at 8:45 p.m. Pacific last night. It happened near Ukiah. Lance Pry, USA News.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.